DECA News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Cherbourg up to 32 degrees today. Pretoria 35. Polokwane 33.
In your sport, the Proteas look to carry their T20 form into the first ODI against Pakistan in Paarl today. And another day, another stalemate for Kaizer Chiefs Amakhosi, held to a draw by TS Galaxy.
Traffic. Pretoria side, N1 northbound, a crash before the R21. Also a truck fire incident on the N1 north near Linwood Road and Limbro Park. N3 north, a crash at Marlborough Drive.
We start in Gauteng. Rand Water announced last night that maintenance work at its Aikenhof pump station has been completed ahead of schedule. Although water is being fed to various reservoirs and water towers in affected areas, many people are reporting that they still don't have access to water. Taps ran dry for days in certain areas as Rand Water did planned maintenance, but they now are urging consumers to be patient as it may take some time to get water levels back to where it should be. Still in Gauteng, the Traffic Police Department has raised concerns over road users ignoring safety regulations. Reports of drunken driving and speeding have been listed as some of the major issues there. Preliminary reports reveal that 193 people died in road crashes during the first 6 days of December this year. Authorities highlight jaywalking and poor driver behavior as key contribution to these fatalities. And on the topic of traveling, the Border Management Authority says it noted significant increases in traveler movements across all ports of entry as the peak holiday season begins. The surge has resulted in long queues, especially at OR Tambo International Airport. So BMA's Meme Mohotsi says they remain committed to maintaining its current level of service, continuously monitoring operations and staying prepared for potential challenges.
Our teams are on the ground working tirelessly to manage the flow of people and to ensure that everyone is assisted as quickly as possible. Travelers are also reminded to adhere to the ports of entry requirements and ensure that all necessary documentation is ready.
And while many South Africans are kicking back and relaxing, others are still hard at work, including officers from Operation Shanela. A total of 366 suspects were arrested for various criminal offences in Hammanskraal, Tshwane over the weekend. The suspects were arrested for crimes ranging from attempted murder, rape, assault and house robbery. Police spokesperson Johan van Dijk says 32 undocumented individuals were also detained. They're waiting legal proceedings for deportation.
As part of the operation, law enforcement officers searched 980 individuals and 520 vehicles. This resulted in the arrest of a suspect for possession of stolen motor vehicle and the recovery of a vehicle stolen in Rietgat early in the month, and the impounding of a vehicle for further investigation after irregularities were found regarding the vehicle. 22 individuals were arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol.
Then to Australia, a major earthquake hit the capital city of Vanuatu. Bridges collapsed, landslides were triggered and buildings were damaged. Many networks had also been cut off, according to witnesses on the ground. We'll keep you updated on that throughout the day. I'm Marlene Fischer with NSDE Rand Water. Vra waterverbruikers om geduldig te bly terwyl watervlakke in reservoirs en watertorings in Gauteng herstel.
Jacaranda FM in the sunshine, playing more music you love like this.
Oxytocin making it all over.